To Colorado now, where a discovery of fossils has opened a window into an evolutionary period we didn't know much about. Allie Butner from member station KRCC in Colorado Springs has more on this story from the two scientists who published their findings in the journal Science.
Microscopes, plaster casts, and the sound of small drilling machines fill the fossil labs at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Paleontologist Tyler Leeson picks up a bowling ball-sized rock and points to the fossilized bones embedded in one side of it.
This is one of several crocodiles that we found at Corral Bluffs.
Corral Bluffs is a windswept, rocky outcropping just about 15 miles east of Colorado Springs.
It's just a series of these mudstones and giant sandstone types of rock, maybe 120 feet that rise into the air.
On a fall day back in 2016, Leeson was out there with his colleague Ian Miller. Miller specializes in plant fossils, and the two of them were trying to solve one of the biggest puzzles of evolution.
What was life like after the extinction of the dinosaurs?
Miller says we know that a mega asteroid hit the Earth 66 million years ago, killing off the dinosaurs, along with most of the species on the planet. But what he and Leeson wanted to figure out was how did life on Earth rebound after this mass extinction?
Nobody really had a great view into that world because we just didn't have the data. We didn't have the fossils.
That was about to change when Leeson examined a rock that day at Corral Bluffs.
He picked one up, broke it open, and you could see like both sides of a mammal skull on either side, sort of staring back at him. And I can remember he just sat down and started laughing, looking at us like, oh my God, like, is this really happening?
Miller says within the next half hour or so, they found 5 intact skulls, all from previously undiscovered species. They knew right then that they'd hit it big. Over the next couple of years, they found thousands of fossils of many plant and animal species new to science. And with all of this data, they started to piece together the story of what happened in the first 1 million years after the asteroid hit the Earth.
And this moment in time is so critical because it is the moment from which everything that lives on Earth today emerged.
That's a pretty big deal. So what did they find out? Well, buckle up. Miller and Leeson are going to steer us through.
We're hit by an asteroid. It's moving about 150,000 miles an hour.
From this devastated landscape, the Earth turns green again in a matter of years or decades.
The land explodes with ferns, then forests of palm trees start to flourish.
And here we see mammals start to rebound in terms of diversity, in terms of their numbers, as well as their size.
Now trees in the walnut family start to crop up.
Since the walnut family includes the pecans, we've named this the pecan pie world.
At 700,000 years after the asteroid struck Earth, the world's oldest legume, or bean pod, appears. This was one of Miller and Leeson's most prized discoveries at Corral Bluffs.
So we've dubbed this the protein bar moment.
Because of these new protein-rich food sources, mammals are now growing about 100 times bigger than the rat-sized survivors of the mass extinction. They're on their way to dominating the food chain.
That's the story in a nutshell, so to speak.
And what's cool, says Leeson, is that
it's such a remarkable discovery. It was right here in our backyard.
He says the story he and Miller have uncovered here near Colorado Springs opens a window into understanding what can happen to life after mass extinction. And that's relevant. Miller points out we're in the middle of another mass extinction of species right now, albeit more slow-moving than an asteroid.
We are the asteroid that's wiping out ecosystems and species today through a whole variety of processes.
He says their research does show how life has been resilient in the past and that it can come back after mass extinctions. But it comes back changed.
What you see outside today, if that goes extinct, it's extinct forever.
For now, he says, they'll keep studying the fossils from Corral Bluffs to learn as much as they can about how today's world came to be. For Here and Now, I'm Allie Budner.
And Allie's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.